兄姊妹，早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我们要继续讲我们今年教会的主题。
So I'll continue to share on the main theme of our church today.
会背吗？我们今年的主题是哪一章哪一节
？Do you remember it? Do you remember which chapter and which verse is from?
马太福音24:14。
Matthew 24, chapter 24, verse 14.
我这样每一次我讲到，我就重复一次，盼望我们这个脑袋能够记得住哈。
So I'll repeat this every time I share a message, and hopefully we'll remember.
天国的福音要传遍天下。
And that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world.
对万民做见证。
As a testimony to all nations.
然后呢？
And then?
末期才到。
The end will come.
在这一节圣经里头，
so in this verse,
让我们看到一个很重要的词汇，
it allows us to see this very important word,
叫做天国的福音。
And as this phrase is the gospel of the kingdom.
我们平常基督徒都注意的是福音。
So normally as Christians, we usually pay only attention to the word gospel.
因为福音是一个好消息。
Because Gospel means good news.
我们平常传的福音是马太福音，不，约翰福音3:16。
So, and usually the gospel we share is John chapter 3 verse 16.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
这是神给我们的伟大的信息。
And this is the great message that God gives us.
但是这个福音的部分是神付了代价，我们得着好处。
But you know, for this gospel, God is the one who paid the heavy price, and we are the we receive the benefit.
但是马太福音所要讲的，比这一个约翰福音讲的福音还要更高一层。
But the gospel mentioned here in Matthew is on a level that's higher than John's, the one that the gospel that's mentioned.
马太福音要强调的是天国的福音。
And what Matthew emphasizes is that this is the gospel of the kingdom.
那为什么他要特别加上天国的福音呢？
And why does he have to emphasize that?
因为这里讲到一个国。
For here it talks about a kingdom.
中文如果要翻译的话，应该翻译成一个王国。
So it's a kingdom.
它的重点是这一个国里面有一位王。
And the emphasis is on the king. So there's a king in this kingdom.
它叫这个王的国呢，叫做天国。
And so therefore this is the heavenly kingdom.
它跟地上所有的国都不一样。
And it's different from all the other kingdom on earth.
记得主耶稣受最后要上十字架之前有两个审判。
So remember when Lord, before he went on to the cross, there were two judge trials. There were two trials.
一个审判是犹太人大祭司审问他。
So the first one, he's been put on trial by the high priest among the Jews.
那是一个宗教法庭。
So that's a religious court.
大祭司问他一个问题。
So the high priest asked him one question.
你是神的儿子吗？
Are you the son of God?
这是关于耶稣的与神之间的关系，你是不是神的儿子？
And so that question asked trying to obtain the relationship between Jesus and God.
那耶稣说我是。
And so the Lord said, yes, I am.
所以大祭司就凭他这一句话就定他死罪。
And because of that answer, the high priest condemned him to death.
然后就把他送到罗马的法庭，就是比拉多审问他。
And then, so they sent him to the Roman court, and so Pilate was presiding over his trial.
那在这个罗马的法庭里头，他不管你是不是神的儿子，这不是他的问题。
And so in the Roman courts, they're trying to they don't care whether you are the son of God or not.
对罗马的巡抚比拉多，他只关心一个问题。
And to the governing body at that time, they only care about one thing.
你是犹太人的王吗？
Are you the king of the Jews?
因为王是关乎一个王权，是政治的问题。
And so, because that's about a political question.
耶稣说，你说的是。
And so Jesus answered, yes, it is like, as you said.
我为此来到世界。
And that's why I came into this world.
那我也为此做见，为真理做见证。
And I also will testify for the truth.
如果耶稣在这里就停了。
And if he stopped there,
那这个罗马的巡抚就可以定他有罪。为什么你忘记了我们现在的王是罗马的王呢？
And so if he stopped right there, then the governor could have condemned him right there and then because of his answer. Because at that time, the king, the true king that they recognize is the king of the Romans.
罗马的皇帝是今天当今的皇帝，你怎么又说你是王呢？
And Caesar is the ruling king at that time, so how could you say that you are also the king?
但耶稣继续往下讲。
But Jesus continued on.
我的国不属于这个世界。
He said that my kingdom does not belong to this world.
我的国如果属于这个世界，我的臣仆就要起来为我征战。
If my kingdom were to belong to this world, my servant will rise up.
所以你从这个他跟巡抚之间的这个对话，你可以知道一个很重要的事。
And from that dialogue, you could have this understanding, this very important thing.
这一件事就是耶稣是王。
And the key understanding is that yes, Jesus is the king.
他的国叫做天国
，and his kingdom is called the kingdom of heavens.
但是这个天国不属于这个世界
，and that kingdom does not belong to this world.
所以巡抚一听，他本来满头大汗，现在忽然间放松了。
So as soon as the governor heard that, what was originally that made him so nervous, now he was completely relaxed.
他说，我查不出这个人有罪来。
And he said, I can find no wrongdoing in this man.
他要放耶稣。
And so he wanted to release him.
但是犹太人不愿意。
But the Jews did not want that to happen.
这个是我们在圣经里面可以知道的。
And so this has been recorded in the Bible.
所以比拉多是因为政治的原因要讨好犹太人。
And so Pilate, because of political reasons, he wanted to appease the Jews.
所以就把犹太人交给就把耶稣交给犹太人，让他们去定他有罪。
And that's why he had to hand Jesus over to the Jews.
最后主耶稣就被罗马的兵丁钉死在十字架上。
And ultimately, our Lord was nailed to the cross by the Roman soldiers.
所以马太福音就要做这个见证。
And so that's the testimony of the book of Matthew.
他不但是神的儿子
，And that
他是犹太人的王。
And that is to testify that Jesus not only is the Son of God, but also is the King of the Jews.
他这个王的国叫做天国。
And this kingdom of this king is called the kingdom of heaven.
所以马太福音第一章就是一个王的家谱。
And so that's why in the book of Matthew, the very first chapter is the genealogy of the king.
我们平常就跳过去了。
And usually we just skip
over it. 因为都是一大堆的名字。
Because it's all just a whole bunch of names.
但是这个家谱是非常的重要的。
But this genealogy is very important.
这次我到台湾去。
So this time, for my trip to Taiwan in February,
我弟弟他70岁生日。
So my younger brother, he was celebrating his 70th birthday.
那我们就去他要到台湾去寻根。
And so he wanted to go back to Taiwan to seek his roots.
我们就跑到苗栗，是我们那里有一个叫彭氏宗祠。
So we went to Maoli and
a shrine.
Oh, and we went to enter a shrine in that location.
在那里就可以找到家谱。
And there you can find your genealogy.
但是苗栗的家谱呢，只找到二十代。
And but unfortunately, the genealogy there only records to the 20th. 20th generation.
后来我知道我的父亲曾经又做了一个更大的 research， 他找到的更多了。
And later I realized that my father did an even more in-depth research and he found even more genealogy.
台湾的家谱把我们家找到是根在陕西。
And so in Taiwan, the genealogy, we were able to trace all the way back to 陕西 in mainland China.
对，结果我父亲找到的家谱还可以找到河南。
And then the genealogy my father found, it actually traced back even further to 河南。
对，但是在就是耶稣出生的那一年，
And that's the same year Jesus was born.
所以很长很长的家谱。
So that was a long, long genealogy that we found.
所以这个家谱能够说出你们这个家的背景是什么。
So genealogy is able to show you what is the background of your family.
那耶稣这个家谱就是讲到他是大卫的儿子。
And so the genealogy of Jesus shows that he is the son of David.
他是一个王的身份。
And he has a stature of the king.
当年神对大卫曾经说过, 将来有一位要坐在大卫的宝座上, 直到永远。
For the Lord promised David that there will be someone from your seed that will sit upon the throne of David and rule until forever.
这是耶稣要做的见证。
And that's the testimony of Jesus.
所以他说, 这个天国的福音要传遍天下, 对万民做见证, 然后末期才到。
And that's why it says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come.
这个天国的福音不但在第一世纪, 耶稣来的时候传的。
And so this gospel of the kingdom not only was preached, was shared in the first century,
到了马太福音快要结束24章的时候, 耶稣在这里说, 这个福音还要一直传到末世。
And in the near the end of the book of Matthew, Jesus said that this gospel will continue to spread into the end time.
换言之, 这个天国的福音是从第一个世纪一直要传到主耶稣第二次来。
In other words, this gospel of the kingdom will be preached from the first century all the way until the second coming of Christ.
所以我们今年的负担就是要把这一个天国的福音再一次提醒在每一个弟兄姊妹的面前。
And that's why this year we have burned to share this gospel of the kingdom with brothers and sisters.
它的特色就是要来说出耶稣不但是我们的救主。
And what I especially want to point out is that not only is Jesus our Savior,
他为我们上十字架, 为我们舍命, 为我们流血,
He went on the cross for us, He sacrificed Himself for us, and shed His blood for us.
我们相信他的人可以得罪得赦免, 我们可以得永生。
And those of us who believe in Him, our sins are forgiven, and we receive eternal life.
这是大部分基督徒所得到的印象。
And so this is the impression that most Christians have.
但是马太福音要让我们看到另外一个点。
But Matthew wants to show us the other side of things.
主救我们不单单只是要把我们的罪得赦免, 让我们能够将来不要下地狱可以进天堂。
And so our Lord save us, not only just so that our sins may be forgiven and so that when we die we don't go into hell but go into heaven.
所以很多的基督徒因为是这样的一个福音呢, 那大家信完耶稣以后就等死了。
And so because of that, a lot of Christians believe in that only, so they felt that after they become a believer, all they have to do is sit and wait for
them to die.
And so because a lot of Christians are still just busying their life with worldly matters, they just until they die and they figure that they'll just go to heaven afterwards. So this is a complete misunderstanding.
所以我们要从马太福音里面来看，到底这一个耶稣基督的福音，除了约翰福音三章十六节的这一个部分之外，他还要让我们看见马太有一个重要的信息。
And that's why in Book of Matthew, we want to show us that other than the part that's mentioned in about the salvation mentioned, the gospel that's mentioned in John 3:16, but there's also the other part that's very important, and that's what the book of Matthew wants to point out.
两个礼拜前我讲到了第三章马太福音。
So 2 weeks ago I shared on chapter 3,
特别讲到约翰的见证,
especially about the testimony of John.
这个约翰的见证就是耶稣的先锋施洗约翰。
And so he was the pioneer of Jesus. He's the John the Baptist.
那是我两个礼拜前在第三章跟大家交通的。
And so I shared with you two weeks ago in chapter 3.
那今天我要来到第四章。
And so today I want to come to chapter 4.
好，我们来读这一段圣经。
Let's read this passage.
我们从第四章第17节。
And we'll read from chapter 4, verse 17.
我们要从第17节念到23节。
And until verse 23.
我念一节中文，我们翻译的弟兄念一节英文，我们轮流把这一段念完。
And we'll alternate reading between Chinese and English.
从那时候，耶稣就传起道来，说：“天国近了，你们应当悔改。”
Verse 18. Now as Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon who was called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishermen.
耶稣就对他们说，来跟从我，我要叫你们得人如得鱼一样。
Immediately they left their nets and followed him.
从那里往前走，又看见弟兄二人，就是西比泰的儿子雅各和他的兄弟约翰，同他们的父亲西比泰在船上捕网，耶稣就呼召他们。
Immediately they left the boat and their father and followed him.
耶稣走遍加利利，在各会堂里教训人，传天国的福音，医治百姓各样的病症。好，我们读一段在这个地方，然后我们下面翻到第九章。
And then next turn to chapter 9.
我们读第九节
and verse
9. 念到十三节哈
and until from verse 9 until 13.
对，也是让我们两个轮流读。耶稣从那里往前走，看见一个人名叫马太，坐在税关上，就对他说，你跟从我来。他就起来跟从了耶稣。
Verse 10. Then it happened that as Jesus was reclining at the table in the house, behold, many tax collectors and sinners came and were dining with Jesus and his disciples.
法利赛人看见，就对耶稣和耶稣的门徒说，你们先生为什么和税吏并罪人一同吃饭呢？
But when Jesus heard this, he said, it is not those who are healthy who needs a physician, but those who are sick.
经上说，我喜爱连续，不喜爱祭祀。这句话的意思，你们且去揣摩。我来本不是招义人，乃是招罪人。然后我们到约翰福音。
And then turn to the book of John.
我们要念第一章。
Chapter 1.
我们要看二十九节到四十二节。
From verse 29 until 42.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
次日，约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说，看那神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。
Verse 30. This is he on behalf of whom I said, after me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.
我先前不认识他，如今我来用水施洗，为要叫他显明给以色列人。
John testified, saying, I have seen the Spirit descending as a dove out of heaven, and he remained upon him.
我先前不认识他，只是那差我来用水施洗的对我说，你看见圣灵降下来住在谁的身上，谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
I myself have seen and have testified that this is the Son of God.
在次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
And he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, Behold, the Lamb of God.
两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And Jesus turned and saw them following, and said to them, What do you seek? They said to him, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说，你们来看。他们就去看他在哪里住。这一天便与他同住，那时约有深圳了。
One of the two who heard John speak and followed him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
他先找着自己的哥哥西门，对他说，我们遇见 弥赛亚了，弥赛亚翻出来就是基督。
He brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which is translated Peter.
好，我们就读到这里。
So that concludes our Bible reading.
这一段圣经我们马太让我们看见就是耶稣受在旷野受撒旦的试探四十天以后。
So Matthew allows us to see that Jesus was tempted by Satan in the desert for 40 days.
然后耶稣就出来传道。
And then he left the desert and started to preach.
那耶稣传什么道呢？
And
when, 马太说得很清楚。
And what was his message when he was preaching? So Matthew made it very clear.
传什么道？ What, 天国近了，你们要悔改。
And as the kingdom of heaven is near, repent.
他的题目跟四旬约翰的题目是一样的。
And so his topic is the same as John the Baptist.
那在马太福音记载的时候，就是说到主耶稣在加利利海边走。
And so what's recorded in Matthew is that the Lord walked along the Sea of Galilee.
那加利利是一个很大的一个，比我们 Lake Washington 还大。
And so it's much larger than our Lake Washington.
那在那里是很多的渔夫打鱼。
And there were many fishermen fishing there.
那主耶稣在那个时候就看到有彼得跟他的兄弟在那里打鱼撒网。
And so at that time, the Lord saw Peter and his brother were casting nets fishing.
就对他们说来跟从我。
And he called to them, say, come, follow me.
那他们就撇下了网就跟从了耶稣。
And so they cast their nets aside and followed Jesus.
这里是头两个，对吧？
So they were the first two.
耶稣继续往前走。
And so as the Lord continued on,
又看到两个年轻人在那里补网跟他的父亲。
And saw another two young men who were mending the nets with their father.
这里是雅各跟约翰。
And that's James and John.
主也说同样的话，来跟从我。
And then the Lord said the same thing, come, follow me.
那他们也是一样，舍了船，别了父亲，就跟从了他。
And so they too also cast aside their net, so parted their wife with their father and followed Jesus.
然后主就一路传一面做工，一面呼召门徒。
And so the Lord continued on, he continued on preaching and doing work and also calling for his disciples.
到了第九章，
until chapter 9,
他居然跑到那个 IRS 那里去了。
He went to what's equivalent to the IRS at the time.
对吧？他在走到一个人，那个人在 IRS 上班，是税吏马太。
And so he's the tax collector Matthew.
主也是要讲同样的话。
And the Lord said the same thing.
来跟从我。
He said, "Come, follow me."
你就会发现这个税吏居然怎么样？也是一样，撇下一切就跟随耶稣了。
He discovered that this tax collector, just like everyone else that the Lord calls upon, he cast everything aside and follow Jesus.
所以我常常这样讲到这些门徒的经历的时候，我就问所有弟兄姊妹。
So oftentimes when I talk about the experiences of these disciples, I oftentimes ask brothers and sisters.
如果你在办公室里
，If you are in your office,
有一个陌生人跑过来就。喊对着你喊
，A stranger came and called out to you，
说来跟从我
，Say come follow me，
几个人要走啊
？Who how many people will are willing to follow him？
啊？如果你把自己身历其境的放在刚刚我们读的这些经文里头的话
，If you were to place yourself in those situation in the passages we just read，
我看我们没有一个人会跟随的。
I don't think any one of us will follow，
对不对
？Right？
这对我们来讲是匪夷所思。
This is just unbelievable.
如果你单单看马太福音，你是这样的一个印象。
So if you only read the book of Matthew, that's the impression you have.
所以我带你们又去读了约翰福音第一章。
And that's why I also led you to read chapter 1 of book of John.
这些年轻人
，these young men。
前面四个兄弟对吧？这个彼得、安德烈，然后雅各跟约翰都是打鱼的。
So the four brothers, Peter, Andrew, James, and Jacob.
他们都在正在忙得很。
They were all fishermen and they were very busy with their work.
哎，在海边的时候，居然有一个人来喊，来跟从我。他们这两兄弟就跟着走了。
And here comes a stranger who calls out to them to ask them to command them to follow him, and they just left. These brothers just left.
事情不是那么简单。
So things are not that simple.
对吧？
Right?
这个对任何人，如果是真的是这么一件事。 这是不可思议的事情。
So if this happens to anyone around us, this is truly unbelievable.
那我们来看马约翰福音第一章的时候，你就比较有一个完整的一个前因后果的关系。
But if we look at John chapter 1, then we get a more complete picture of what's happening.
这头四个人，这两对兄弟。
So these four people, these two sets of brothers,
他们在马太福音遇见主的时候，
when they met the Lord in Book of Matthew.
那已经是第二次。
It's actually the second time. It was the second time they met him.
什么时候是他们第一次遇见主？
When's the first time that they met the Lord?
那个故事是在约翰福音第一章。
That story happened in chapter 1 of Book of John.
所以我们刚刚读约翰福音第一章，我们从29节这样读下来。
And so that's why we read from chapter 1, verse 29.
那四个人会跟随耶稣的原因，
the reason why those four would cast everything aside to follow Jesus,
是因为施洗约翰的缘故。
It's all because of John the Baptist.
对吧？
Right?
施洗约翰为耶稣做了见证。
Because John the Baptist testified on behalf of
Jesus. 那我们刚刚读的一章29节。
Just as we read from chapter 1, verse
29. 约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
For the next day, he saw Jesus coming to him and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
所以在这里有一位耶稣的先锋，他起来为耶稣做见证。
So here we have a pioneer for Jesus who rose up to testify on behalf of Jesus.
他指着这个耶稣说：“看哪。” 这是谁啊？ 这是神的羔羊， 祂来除去世人罪孽的。
So he pointed to Jesus, said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
所以在这个地方，他有一个很重要的宣告。
So here he had a very important proclamation.
这个宣告就是说， 我们犹太人，
and that is we as Israelites,
从古到今，
from ancient times until now.
你知道犹太人什么时候开始献祭？
Do you know when the Israelites started to make offerings?
那当然是从摩西的时候，神告诉摩西，你们要在会幕把五种不同的祭物献给我。
And that started in the time of Moses when God told Moses that you need to make five kinds of offerings to me in the tabernacle.
有赎罪祭,
and that's sin offering.
有赎千祭, 有平安祭,
and it's a peace offering.
披索, 也有素祭, 最后有一个叫做燔祭, burnt offering. Peace offering, 数据, meal offering.
Oh, meal offering and then burnt offering.
对，总共五个祭物。
And so there were a total of five offerings.
这是神当年借着摩西告诉犹太人的。
And so this is what God told the Israelites through Moses.
那么后来这个律法就一直传到现在, 主耶稣来了。
And this law was passed down from generation to generation all the way until our Lord Jesus came.
总共多少年?
And that's been how many years?
摩西到耶稣刚刚好1500年。
And from Moses until Jesus, it's exactly 1500 years.
所以这是一个犹太人有1500年的传统, 他们都要每年在圣殿去献祭。
So this is a 1500 year tradition that Israel has, that every year they need to go into the temple to make their offerings.
他们知道要到神面前，没有人可以空手来， 你必须带一个羊，带一个牛， 穷人你就带一个一对鸽子来。
And so they know that when they come before the Lord, they can't be empty-handed. So they'll bring the ox, the lamb, or if you're poor, you can bring dove.
这是每一个犹太人都知道的事情。
And this is something that every Israelite knows.
罪要得赦免。
And that their sin need to be forgiven.
必须有这个祭物来流血。
And that means that there had to be animals that are sacrificed and blood need to be shed.
可是今天在旷野居然听见有一个人做一个见证，说这个人就是神的羔羊。
But yet today in the wilderness, somebody rose up to testify and said, this man is the Lamb of God.
这是1500年来从来没有人敢这样子讲，指着一个人来说他是神的羔羊。
In all these 1500 years, not a single person dared to say, point to another, said, He is the Lamb of God.
他是来除掉世人罪孽的。
And He is here to take on the sins of the world.
那这件事情，如果你去读，但以理书第九章的时候就有解释。
And if you read Book of Daniel chapter 9, it offers explanation.
那个但以理书第九章解释的是什么呢？
And the explanation is,
你如果打开来看一下，很重要的话。
And it's very important. So if you turn to that,
但以理书第九章。
So Book of Daniel chapter 9,
24节。为你本国之名和你圣城已经定了70个期，要止住罪过，除尽罪恶。肃静罪孽，引进永义。Daniel,
yeah, chapter 9, 24. Yeah. So, book of Daniel's chapter 9, verse 24, it says.
就是24节。
So, chapter 20. 70 weeks have been decreed for your people and your holy city to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make atonement for iniquities, to bring in everlasting righteousness, to seal up vision and prophecy, and to anoint the most holy place.
这是一个意象，神告诉但以理。
So this is a vision God revealed to Daniel.
这个时候以色列人已经亡国到巴比伦去了。
And so at that time, the Israel nation no longer exists, and the people were enslaved in the land of Babylon.
对所有这些爱国的犹太人是一个很大的打击。
And so those who, for the Israelites who love their country, this is a great setback.
我们是上帝的选民。
So they felt that we are the chosen people.
神曾经对我们犹太人说，你们是属于我的子民。
And God promised Israel and said to them that you are my people.
你要做万国的头，你们不会做万国的尾。
And that you will be the head of all nations and not the tail.
结果今天呢？
But yet today,
我们非但不是万国的头，
only were they not the head of all nations.
我们亡国了，
that their country were no more.
我们今天被掳到巴比伦去做奴隶了，
and they were enslaved to become slaves in Babylon.
神已经不要我们了，
God had forsaken us.
所以对犹太人这是一个莫大的打击。
So this is a great setback for the Israelites.
那么神这个时候就对这个年轻人但以理就启示了好几个异象，这是其中之一。
And so it is in that time, then God showed this young man Daniel many visions, and this was one of them.
你们现在亡国不错，因为你们违背了我的律法。
And show him that yes, indeed, you have country, your country is no more because you went against my laws.
等到有一天你们还要回去。
But one day you will return back to your country.
然后你们还要重建圣殿。
Back to your homeland, and you will rebuild
the temple. 所以你们还有一段日子在地上。
And so that means they will still have certain, some time on earth.
有多少年呢？
How many years?
70个期。
So that's 77.
77呢？
So if you work out the numbers,
490年，对吧？
So that worked out to be 490 years.
所以神就告诉他们，你们还有490年的历史。
And so in other words, God's telling them that you still have 490 years of history.
那他这个分成三个段落，62个期、7个期，然后最后一个期。
And then it's separated into three eras. So the first is 62 years of seven, and then the second part is seven sevens, and then the last seven.
它是分成三段。
And so the times are separated into three parts.
那今天我们不讲这个。
So we won't go into details.
我只讲它的重点。
But I want to hit the
这个重点是什么？就是在这个剩下来的这一段77、49、490年里头。
And the emphasis is that in those 490 years,
有两个人物会出现。
There are two two people who are pure.
有一个人物叫做那受膏者。
And one of them is that anointed one.
这是在哪一节？
And that's in which verse?
二十六节。
It's in
过了六十二个七，那受膏者。
Then after 62 weeks of,
the anointed one, 二十六节。
It says
Messiah. The Messiah.
So in verse 26, it uses the word the Messiah. So then after 62 weeks, the Messiah will be cut off.
所以这里你注意英文的翻译，他说那弥赛亚，对吧？
So that's the difference. So in English translation, it says the Messiah.
我们中文的圣经就翻译成那受膏者，因为弥赛亚的意思就是受膏者。
And in the Chinese version, it says the anointed one. They're actually the same because Messiah means the anointed one.
对，他来干什么？他有一个任务，这个任务就是要止住罪过，除尽罪恶，赎尽罪孽，引进永义这四件事。
And his purpose for this the Messiah to come is to finish the transgressions, to make an end of sins, to make an atonement for iniquities, to bring the everlasting righteousness.
对，所以把罪的问题一次能够解决。
And so he will deal with sin, the problem of sin once and for all.
然后把义带给人。
And to bring righteousness to the people.
这完全是要看这一个重要的人物，叫做那弥赛亚，他来把这个工作完成。
And that is, all this is to be accomplished by the Messiah.
那他完成的时候是在第六十二个期结束的时候，他要被剪除一无所有，就预言这个弥赛亚要上十字架。
And then all this will be accomplished at the end of the 62 weeks, at which point the Messiah will be cut off and have nothing. And so that's prophesied that he will be crucified.
所以犹太人如果他们读圣经，他们听先知讲道的话，都知道这个神当年对但以理所预言的这个事实。
So if the Israelites, if they read the Bible and truly listen to the word of God, they are very familiar of the prophecy that's told in the book of Daniel.
所以现在这个施洗约翰就说，看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
And so now John the Baptist points to the Lord and says, see the Lamb of, behold the Lamb of God who has come to take away the sin of the world.
那么然后他当然，这里的见证还不止这一个点。
And so, of course, that's not his only testimony.
到了第三十节，他说：“这就是我曾经说过，有一位在我以后来的，反成了在我以前，因为他本来就在我之前。”
And so, verse 30 said, "This is he on behalf of whom I said, 'After me comes a man who has a higher rank than I, for he existed before me.'"
你不去想它，念过去就算了。
So if you don't really think about it, you just read these passages and move on.
但是你仔细念一念约翰讲的这句话。
But if you truly meditate on these words that John just said,
你会昏倒的。
You might faint.
为什么昏倒？
And why?
我相信我们弟兄比我年轻，对吧？
I believe this brother here is younger than I.
我不知道你比我年轻几岁哈，我看起来起码有二十岁吧。
How much younger you are than me? Probably 20 years younger than I.
但是如果我说他是在我后面，他比我小二十岁，但是其实他比我老。
But if I were to say to him that he's younger than I, but in fact he is actually older than I.
那大家听完就昏倒。
You probably would faint while hearing me saying this.
你到底什么意思？他比你小二十岁。但是你又说他比你老，你不是这个前后矛盾吗？
So you might ask, what do you mean? You're saying that he's younger than you are, but yet you're also saying that he's older than you are.
这就是约翰在这里讲的话。
And this is but this is basically what John was saying.
对不对？他是在我以后来，他比我晚生半年。
And he's saying that he will come after me.
但是他却在我前面。
But yet he's before me.
他本来就在我前面，你听完不是昏倒吗？
He existed before me. So wouldn't you be confused too if you hear this?
那这只有一个可能性。
So there's only one possibility.
他跟你我跟我都不一样。
And he is different than you.
对不对？如果是他跟你跟我一样的话，那你是哥哥，我是弟弟，那你永远是我哥哥，我不会说又是你的 弟弟等一下过几年又变成你哥哥，这个是不可能的事情。
Because if he's just like you and I, then if you're the older brother and I'm the younger brother, then after several years, you're still going to be the older brother and I'm still going to be the younger brother. It wouldn't be the other way around.
他跟我们不一样。
But he's different.
因为他是神的儿子。
For he is the son of God.
他是在万古之前他已经存在了。
He existed before the creation of all things.
所以他可以在约翰之前就有了。约翰对他来跟他来比那差太远了，对吧？
That's why he could exist well before John. So John, there's no comparison between him and John.
然后他说，我从前不认识他，我如今我用水施洗，叫要显明这位将来要用圣灵给你们施洗的。
Went on to say, I did not recognize him, but so that he might be manifested to Israel, I came baptizing in water.
他要用圣灵给你们施洗。
But he will baptize you into his Holy Spirit.
我亲眼看见。
He said, I saw with my eyes.
有一天我给他施洗的时候，圣灵怎么样？降临在这一个人的身上。
That one day when I baptized him in water, that the Spirit will come and rest upon him.
所以就证明他的的确确是神的儿子。
And to prove that he indeed is the Son of God.
所以约翰在这里为耶稣做的见证是一个非常透亮的一个见证。
So the testimony that John gave on behalf of Jesus is one that's very insightful, very clear.
好，这个见证做完之后。
And so after this testimony,
35节
,verse
35. 次日，约翰同两个门徒站在那里。
Again, the next day, John was standing with two of his disciples.
因为那个时候有一些人跟着约翰做约翰的门徒。
And it's because at that point, so some people followfor John to be his disciples.
他看见耶稣行走，就说：“看那，这是神的羔羊。”
And he looked at Jesus as he walked and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God."
他的两个门徒怎么样？
And his two disciples, what did they do?
就跑掉了。
They left immediately.
就跟耶稣走了。
And they start following Jesus.
这个实在是有一点不太够意思哈。
So it seems like they're not too loyal to John.
这两个门二三十七节，两个门徒听见他的话，就跟从了耶稣。
And 37, the two disciples heard him speak, and they followed Jesus.
注意啊，下面这一段是耶稣第一次遇见这些他后来呼召的门徒，第一次。
So pay attention. What comes next is the very first time when Jesus met the disciples whom in the future he will call them to follow.
我要考你们这两个第一。头两个来跟随耶稣的名字叫什么？
So I want to test you, I want to quiz you. What's the name of these first two who followed Jesus?
我们往下读。
Let's read.
三十八节，耶稣转身过来，看见他们，就是这两个原来是约翰的门徒的这两个人，跟着就问他们说，你们要什么？
So in 38 he says,And Jesus turned and saw them following and said to them, so these two disciples who originally were following John and said, what do you seek?
他们说, Rabbi, 在哪里住?
And they said to him, Rabbi, where are you staying?
耶稣说, 你们来看, 他们就去看, 他在哪, 他住在, 在哪里住? 这一天便与他同住, 那时约有升正了, 就是早上十点。
And 39, He said to them, Come and you will see. So they came and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day, for it was about the 10th hour.
这两个人是谁?
So who are these two people?
听见约翰的话跟从耶稣的那两个人,一个是西门彼得的兄弟安德烈。
So it says, One of the two who heard John speak and follow him was Andrew, Simon Peter's brother.
所以我们知道有一个叫安德烈。
So now we know this person called Andrew.
还有一个是谁？
And then who's the other?
啊？ Can you tell? 还有一个是谁？
Who's the other? Who's the other person?
就是这个作者。
The other person is the author of this book.
就是约翰福音的作者。
And he's the author of the book of John.
他们两个本来都是施洗约翰的门徒。
So they were, both of them, they were disciples of John the Baptist.
可是他们里面有一个渴慕。
But yet inside of them, they had this longing.
他们渴慕什么
？And what is it that they long for？
自从他们的老师指着耶稣说：“看那、啊、神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”
Ever since that their teacher John the Baptist pointed to Jesus and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world."
那现在他的老师又讲了一次，第二天他们又看见耶稣了，又指着耶稣说：“看那、啊、神的羔羊。”这两个人马上就跟着耶稣了。
And now the next day, their teacher again pointed to Jesus, saying the same thing, saying the Lamb of God. So they immediately left and to follow Jesus.
那什么是耶稣问这些人的第一个问题
？So what was Jesus' first question to these two?
啊，你们要什么
？He asked, "What do you seek?"
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这个问题是最重要的一个问题。
Brother and sister, this.It's the most important question.
主耶稣要问我们每一个人。
And he, our Lord Jesus, asks that of every one of us.
你们要什么
？What do you seek?
我们每一个人信耶稣的动机都不一样的哈。
So our motivation for believing in Lord Jesus are all different.
啊，每一个人信耶稣的故事都不太一样的。
For everyone has a different story.
但是耶稣在这里要问我们一个很重要的问题。
Here Jesus asks this very important.
因为这里这两个年轻人是头一对来跟随耶稣的人。
For these two young men are the very first to follow him.
所以耶稣头一个问题破头就问：你们要什么
？And so he asked Lord Jesus asked him very frankly the very first question: What do you seek?
这两个人也很妙。
So these two are also very interesting.
他们的回答是怎么回答的
？In their response.
啊、他们有没有回答问题
？Did they actually answer his question？
耶稣问问题，他们也问问题。你在哪里住？你看，答非所问。
So they answer Jesus' question with their question, which is, "Where do you live?" So it's completely the response is completely different from what Jesus was asking.
对吧？然后他说，耶稣说，你们来看。
And so Jesus said to them, "Come and you will see."
那他们两个就去了。
And so they follow him.
就跟耶稣怎么样？
And they,
住了一天。
They spend the day with him.
第二天。
Second day,
安德烈就是两个人中间的一个
Andrew, one of the two,
马上就找他哥哥去了
went to seek out his brother,
对吧？就去找他哥哥讲什么
？And went to his elder brother and said,
我们遇见弥赛亚了
，and said to him, "We have found the Messiah."
你听英文。
So the English says, "We have found the Messiah."
啊，他不是说 "We have found Messiah." We have found the Messiah.
He didn't just say "We found a Messiah," but he said "the Messiah."
这句话什么意思
？So what does that mean?
你要跟我们刚刚在但以理书读的那个词对起来。
So you need to tie this together with the passage we just read in the book of Daniel.
我要考你们这些土生土长的美国人哈。
So let me ask, I'm going to quiz you, those of you who are born and raised here.
因为你们的英文都很棒。
For your English is better.
在一个 noun 的前面加一个 the, 什么意思
？So what does it mean when you add the word the in front of a noun?
啊
？What does it mean?
The Messiah.How that different from Messiah? Huh? Only one. We got it.
So there's only one. When you place the in front of noun, that means there's only one.
在一个名词前面加一个定冠词。
So when you add the word the in front of a noun,
中文就很难表达了。
So it's hard to express that in Chinese.
我们只有一个表达，就是刚刚在但以理书的翻译，它就翻译成。那弥赛亚
and so
或者那受膏者
and so the only way that could adequately express it in Chinese to add the word that so like in the book of Daniel that one who was anointed or that Messiah
因为受膏者在旧约里头有三类的人
so anointed one in the Old Testament there could be three types
哪三类的人是要受膏的
？Which three types of people?
第一，君王
，anointed. First are kings.
第二，大祭司。
And second is the high priest.
第三，先知。
And third is the prophets.
所以 不管你要承担哪一个职分，做君王也好，做大祭司也好，做这个先知也好，都是要受膏的。
So regardless whether you'll be the king or priest or prophet, you will all be anointed.
所以这些受膏的用希伯来话都叫做弥赛亚。
So these people who receive anointing in Hebrew words, they all call Messiah.
你把它翻译成希腊文，那就叫做 Christo, 就是 Christ, 就是基督。
And if you translate them into Greek, it means crystal or Christ.
所以这些词对我们老中来讲，通通叫做外来语。我们中文里面没有这个东西的。
So to us Chinese with Chinese background, these are all very foreign words and concepts to us.
对吗？但是这在旧约里面，这是对犹太人来讲很清楚的。
So in the Old Testament, for the Israelites, this is very clear.
啊，所以在旧约里头，所有被膏的人都叫做弥赛亚的话，那夯不啷加在一起，少说也有上百人了。
So in the Old Testament, since pretty much all these three types of people would be anointed, so sum it all up, people in the Old Testament who are being called Messiah probably are numbered in the hundreds.
对吧？夯不啷你听不懂哈。
So if you sum it all up,
啊，那。这么多的人都是叫做弥赛亚，但是现在圣经在这个弥赛亚这个词前面加一个定冠词 the， 那就不一样了。
So all these people are called Messiah, but yet here they add word the Messiah.
那所以说就是这一个跟其他的那一百多个怎么样，截然不同。
In other words, this Messiah is completely different from all the other over 100 Messiah that's mentioned in the Old Testament.
因为他有一个特殊的任务。
For he has a special purpose.
他要把人类的罪解决。
And that is, he is to take away the sin of the world.
他还要把神的义带来给我们。
And also bring to us the righteousness of God.
只有他可以。
And only he could do this.
对吧？其他没有任何的一个君王，任何的一个大祭司或者任何一个先知可以完成这个使命，因为我们都是罪人。
And no other king, priest, or prophet could do this because we are all sinners.
罪人没有办法救自己，你根本不要说还救别人，谈不上，根本没有这个资格。
Because as sinners, you can't even save yourself, so there's no way that you could even save others.
所以现在约翰福音在这里第一章，你就发现一件事。这第一批的两个人，两个门徒，约翰的门徒，他们当主耶稣问他，你要来要什么？
And so here in John chapter 1, these first two disciples, when Jesus asked them, what do you seek?
他们虽然没有正面回答。
So even though they didn't answer him directly,
啊，他们说你在哪里住？
They asked, where are you staying?
耶稣说你们来看。
And Jesus said,Come and you will see.
他们就去了。
And so they went.
请问他们去干嘛？
Let me ask you this. What did they go to do?
啊，吃一个免费晚餐跟一个早餐。
They going there to just so that they have a free dinner and free breakfast?
这不是这对年轻人的目的。
This is not their purpose.
他们有一个目的。
They have a purpose.
因为他们的老师说什么？
Because their teacher told them.
那是神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world.
他就是那弥赛亚，那受膏者。
He is that Messiah, the one who is anointed.
我们要去看。
We want to go see.
我们要到他家去看。
We want to go to his house to see him.
所以相信那个晚上，他们一定问了很多的问题。
So I'm sure that night they asked a lot of questions.
耶稣都把他们的问题怎么样回答了。
And Jesus must have answered all their questions.
第二天天一亮，这两个人就迫不及待要做一件事，什么事？
And the second day, as soon as the day break, they are eager to do this one thing, and that is
去找自己的兄弟嘛。
To seek out their own brothers.
啊，我们找到了。
And they said, we found.
找到谁呀？
Who did they found?
那弥赛亚。
And they said, we have found that Messiah, the Messiah.
这是他们跟主耶稣的第一面。
And so that is the very first time when they met Jesus.
接在这里。
And we replace it here.
对吧？所以你就知道这两个人找到了答案，就回去都是去找自己的兄弟，把这个好消息告诉他们的哥哥。
And so both of these brothers, when they found the Messiah, they were eager to find their own brother to share their finding that they have found the Messiah.
你有了这个背景,
and so with this background,
你才有办法解释,
and then can you explain
当他们两兄弟都是去打鱼去了,
these four brothers, when they go to fish,
然后就看到这位弥赛亚, 也来海边,对着这两兄弟就讲一句话,
and then they found the Messiah also strolling along the sea, the coast, and then called to the brothers.
讲什么?
And said,
来,
and said, come, follow me.
我要叫你们得人如得鱼。
I'll teach you how to fish for men as you fish for fish.
他们二话不说, 怎么样? 撇下了, 渔船, 撇下了网,
and without saying a word, they cast aside their net, cast aside their boat to follow Jesus.
所以这头四个门徒是这样来跟随主的。
And so these four disciples, that's how they started following the Lord.
这件事就应验了什么事情?
And this fulfilled what?
他们知道 呼召他们的是谁?
They know who called out to them.
然后他们有一个回应, 当这一个人向他发出命令的时候, 他们就听这个人的命令,
and they responded. So when this person commanded them, they responded to that command.
这个呼召叫什么呼召?
And what is this calling?
来, 跟随我。
Come follow me.
那这个呼召就是叫做, 来做我的什么? 门徒,
and it's the calling to be the disciple of the Lord.
所以他们答应主的呼召, 对吗?
And so they responded to his calling.
不是因为他是陌生人,
it's not because he was a stranger, but they know who he is.
所以我刚刚说, 如果今天有一个陌生人到你的office来, 对着你说, 来跟从我, 我想我们没有人会跟随, 起码你要问清楚你是谁啊。
That's why the example I gave earlier, that if a complete stranger comes into your office and tell you to come follow me, at the very least, you'll probably ask, who are you?
对吗?
Right?
有一个人就做这件事啊。
And so there's that one person who did this.
那个人叫做扫罗,
and that's Saul.
他有一天拿着这个逮捕令, 去达马斯革的路上,
and so with warrants in his hand, he was on his way to Damascus.
走在半路,
and halfway there,
一个大光把他打倒在地上,
a great light struck him and he fell down to the ground.
这位老兄是行家,
and so he's an expert. He's no stranger to this.
他马上起来就问,
so he immediately asked,
他说主啊,
he said, Lord,
你是谁?
Who are you?
这句话稀奇不稀奇?
So it's amazing, this question.
他称这个他不认识的这一位, 叫什么? 主, 他把地位先给定下来,
he called out to the one who struck him down as the Lord, even though he didn't know him. So immediately he establishes that relationship.
他先定了位, 他说你是主, 但是我不认识你。
So he established that hierarchy. He called him Lord, but I don't know you.
所以他下面就马上问, 你是谁?
And so immediately he followed by, who are you?
他听到的回答是什么?
And the response he heard was,
我就是你所逼迫的。
I am the one, Jesus whom you are persecuting.
这个人聪明不聪明?
So is he smart? Was he smart?
啊, 这个不认识他, 他不认识的这一位, 知道他是他的主, 为什么?
So,
因为第一, 他有个大的光, 能够把他怎么样, 打倒在地上。
So even though Saul didn't know who struck him down, but he knew that at least he had this great white light that struck him and caused him to fell off from his ride. And so he immediately knew that on that day he met the most important one in his life.
你是谁?
And so that's why he immediately asked, Lord, who are you?
当他知道这个答案的时候,
and when he received the answer, and his second question was,
主啊, 你要我做什么?
He said, Lord, what do you want from me?
所以我们从这些行家的话, 对话,
and so from the conversations from these experts in this field, if you will.
就是这些人，他们遇见主的时候，一知道他的身份。
So these people, when they met the Lord, and as soon as they found out who he is,
对他的话就百分之百的怎么样？接受。
And they become completely the trusting in the Lord's words.
你一碰到他
，and as soon as you met him,
你本来不认识。
You didn't know him before.
后来你知道了。
And later you get to know him.
当他们一知道他的身份
，and as soon as they found out his status, who he is,
他们马上就知道他是主，我是仆人。
And they immediately knew that he is the Lord, and they are
他是王，我是听话的。
He is the king, and they are the one who shall obey.
本来我有我自己的工作，我有我自己的事业，我有我自己的前途。
They had their own life to live. They had their responsibilities. They have all the things in front of them.
但是我一知道他是谁。
But as soon as they found out who the Lord is,
我的前途不再那么重要。
Their future are no longer, their own future are no longer as important.
我的兴趣也不是重要。
Neither are their interests.
现在他是主，我是听他的。
Now he is the Lord, and I will obey him.
这就应验了，他是王。
And that fulfilled the fact that Jesus,
懂吗？
The Lord is the king.
我今天的重点就在这里。
And,
他是王这件事情是看你对他的态度来决定的。
And so that's what I want to emphasize today is that whether he's the king or not, it's completely depending on your attitude towards him.
对。你怎么样对待他
？And how you treat him，
就决定你到底认识他还是不认识他。
Determines whether you truly know him。
你如果真的认识他是谁
，If you truly know him，
你自然而然就把你整个生命的主权交给他了。
You will naturally turn over your sovereignty to him。
从那一天起，你就没有自己的路了。
And from that day on， you will no longer walk your own path。
从那一天起。你是听他的
，and from that day on you will obey him。
那你从彼得的身上，你就会发现
，and from Peter you discover
他第一次碰见主在约翰福音第一章的时候
，and the very first time when he met the Lord in chapter one of John，
一章四十二节
，and chapter one verse 42，
这个安德烈把他哥哥带去了
，and so Andrew brought his brother to，
于是领他去见耶稣，耶稣看着他。说你是约翰的儿子西门你要称为基法基法翻出来就是彼得
And he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, You are Simon, the son of John. You shall be called Cephas, which translated to Peter.
有没有人第一次见到你就给你改名字
Have you ever met anyone that you met for the very first time and they decided that you should be called by some other name?
我第一次见到你我就给你改一个名字你会不会接受我想你一定觉得 insult.
If you met somebody who met you for the first time and decided to change your name, you probably felt insulted.
对不对
Right?
可是你去看圣经里面的故事
But yet, in the Bible,
在旧约里头神呼召他们犹太人的祖先，那个人叫什么？亚伯兰。
In the Old Testament, God called out to the forefather of the Israelites, and that person is Abram.
神有没有改他的名字
？Did God change his name?
从亚伯兰就改成什么？亚伯拉罕。
They changed his name from Abram to Abraham.
对吧？这里，耶稣第一面见到彼得，就说：“你原来叫西门。”从今天起，你要叫什么？彼得。
And so here in John, it says that when the very first time Jesus met us, Peter, he said, "You are Simon, but from today on, you shall be called Peter."
保罗呢
？What about Paul?
他本来叫什么？叫扫罗的。
He was called Saul.
他碰到耶稣，耶稣也改他的名字。
He met Jesus, and so Jesus too changed his name.
你要叫。保罗
，and so he said, "You shall call Paul."
所以名字很重要。
So name is very important.
你的老名字是讲到你那个老我。
So your old name has to do with your old self.
神改你的名字为什么
And why did God change your name?
在旧约里我刚刚讲的是亚伯拉罕，对吧？
So in the Old Testament example I gave is about Abraham.
他有一个孙子叫做雅各。
He had a grandson called Jacob.
神有没有改他的名字啊？
Did
也改他了。
Change his name?
把雅各变成什么？以色列。
And he changed his name from Jacob to Israel.
为什么？ Why 神会做这个事情？
Why did he do this?
因为神从你的开始就知道你的终局。
Because God knows, by just simply looking at your beginning, He knows where you'll end up.
因为他看不是看你的现在，他看你的什么？将来。
For he can see not where you are now, but he can see where you are in the future.
所有被耶稣改过名字的，都是讲到他的将来是什么。
So all those whose names were changed by Jesus, because he know where they will be.
因为我们本来在这个世界，我们是属于这个世界的一员。We are nobody.
For we belong to, we started out belonging to this world as a member of this world, and we're nobodies.
但是神的呼召临到我们。
But yet God's calling came to us.
他临到我们，因为他看到我要把你从今天不过是一个尘土，然后要把你变成将来是要成为一块宝石。
And he saw that he will turn us from what used to be just a dirt into where you will be in the future, and that is a precious stone.
他是指着我们的荣耀的将来给我们一个名字的。
And it is for our glorious future that they give us this new name.
这是神的伟大。
And that is where his
greatness lies. 这是这位王的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of this king.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
圣经里面是讲我们将来都有一个新名。
Indeed, the Bible mentioned that in the future we will all have a new name.
你回家去找。
Go
在启示录里头。
It's in the book of Revelation.
Okay? 所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So dear brothers and sisters.
我们每一个人。
So every one of us,
当你信耶稣碰到主的时候
when you believe in Jesus and when you have met the Lord,
第一主改你的名字
first of all, he will change your name.
第二主做什么事
and secondly, he will do what?
来跟随我
he'll call to you and say, come, follow me.
你不要告诉我说我没有主的呼召
don't tell me that the Lord didn't call out to you.
我读完这些圣经你一定是无话可说
and as soon as I finish reading from this passage, you will have no,
对吧?
You'll believe it.
马太福音二十八章
Matthew 28,
这是这本福音书的结束
So this is the end of this book.
马太福音二十八章十八节
Matthew chapter 28, verse 18.
这是耶稣马上就要升天了。
So this is before his ascension.
这是他最后的交代。
And so these are his last commandments.
啊，耶稣进十八章二十八章十八节，耶稣近前来对他说。
And the chapter 28, verse 18.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
And Jesus came up and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth."
我们一起念十九节。
Together, let's read verse 19.
所以
，Go,
你们要去
and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
停了，
Stop.
就可以了。我就念到就是这一节。
So that's it.
所以你们要去，使万民做我的门徒。
So therefore, make disciples of all nations.
这个我们称为大使命。
And that we call that the great commandment.
那耶稣叫万民干嘛？
And then Jesus commanded all the nations to do what?
叫万民干嘛?
What did he call them to do?
做我的门徒。
To become his disciple.
好了，那我问第一个问题是，万民包不包括阁下?
So let me ask you first this, that the people of all nations, does that include you?
包不包括?
Does it include you?
你如果说不包括，那我没话说。
If you say no, that does not, I do not count, then...No、
但是我想你读这句话你就可以很清楚的知道当主发出这个命令他是站在王的地位发的、啊、他说天上地下所有的权柄都给我他站在王的地位上发出这个命令
And so when the Lord gave out this commandment he is giving it out from a status of a king
他对这一批120个门徒这是他的黄埔一期、啊、
And so He commanded these 120 disciples.
这是他第一期的门徒对他们说你们要去叫万民做我的门徒。
And he commanded them to go and make disciples of all nations.
所以这个命令的范围是包括了多大?
So how wide and broad is this command?
所有的人类，对吧？
It includes every person.
来做耶稣的门徒。
To be the disciples of Jesus.
这是耶稣的心。
And that is Jesus' heart, his will.
对吧？所以你不要告诉我说我信了耶稣，但是耶稣没有呼召我。
So don't tell me that I believe in Jesus.
耶稣只呼召了那些大使徒。
So don't ever tell me that I believe in Jesus, but he never called to me.
我是小萝卜头。
He called out to those great saints. I'm just a lowly no name.
我们有的时候很谦卑的。
So sometimes we could be very humble.
我们这个时候特别谦卑。
Especially during this time, we become very, very humble.
小弟兄小姐妹谁也不认识我。
We're just a little nobody. Nobody knows us.
但是耶稣说我认识你。
But Jesus said, I know you.
你要来做我的门徒。
Come and be my disciple.
对吧？这是王的命令。
And that is a commandment of the king.
这个命令是直截了当的。
That's a command of the king and it's straightforward.
我们要么就不要信。
Either you don't believe in him.
你如果相信了他。
But if you believe in him.
你接受他的洗礼。
And you accepted his baptism.
你就答应了他的什么
？You also accepted
对你的呼召
，His calling to you
做他的门徒
，and to become His disciples。
所以这是今天早上我要跟弟兄姊妹很清楚的来讲到，耶稣是王，这不是一个理论的问题。
So this is the topic I want to share with everyone this morning is that Jesus is King is not something to be debated。
这是一个神摆在我们每一个人面前的一个事实。
It's a truth that God laid out in front of us。
他来就是做王的。
He came to become the king.
那只是你承不承认。
It's just a matter of whether you accept that or not.
你愿不愿意听他的话？你听他的话，他就是你的王。你不听他的话，那你是你，他是他。
And whether you listen to him or not, if you listen to him, then he indeed is your king. And if you do not listen to his words and obey them, then you are you still you, and he is still him.
对，主耶稣问我们每一个人的第一个问题就是说，你要什么？
The very first question that Lord Jesus asked every one of us is, "What do you seek?"
你要小心地回答这个问题。
Answer him very carefully.
这一个问题你怎么回答，就决定了你的前途是什么。
How you respond to him determines what your future is.
这第一批的门徒
，So these first group of disciples,
他们要什么
？What did they seek?、
嗯、
What did they seek?
他们要的就是我们找到那基督了。
They found the Messiah.
那他们愿意跟随。
And so they're,
对吧？
They're willing to follow him.
这是他们寻求的。
And that's what they seek.
他们寻找的人就怎么样？寻见了。
And those who seek, they found.
那主也后来我带你们也读过一段话，他说被招的人多，下面一句话呢？选上的人少。
And so we also read the passage which said that those many are called, but few are chosen.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，Dear brothers and sisters，
就这神来讲
，In terms of God，
他愿我们众人怎么样，都来接受，他是我们的王。
He wants all of us to come and accept that He is the King.
我们都来做他的门徒，跟随他。
We all become His disciple to follow Him.
这是王的心
，and that's the heart of the king.
但是被呼召的人呢
？But yet those who are called,
那不一定
，that might not necessarily
对不对
be the case.
所以他说，被召的人是多，但是选上的人少，愿意的人不多。
That's why he said many are called, but few have answered.
所以我觉得我们今天在这一个时段
，so I feel that in today's time,
过去的。那么长的时间我都给你们讲到主回来的日子借着所有的兆头告诉我们很近
In the past I've shared with you on many occasions that because of all the things that we have seen that's happening around us that the time of the Lord's return is near
主对我们只有一个要求
And that our Lord has only one requirement from us
就是跟随我
And that is to follow me
预备好来迎见他
Be prepare yourself so that you can receive him.
这是我们从头所听见主的命令。
And this is the very first commandment that he gives us.
好，我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你的话是这样的清楚。
Your words are so clear.
没有任何的含糊。
There are no ambiguities.
因为你是王。
Because you are the king.
这是你的见证。
And that, this is your testimony.
这是真理。
And this is the truth.
主啊，历世历代有许多的人听见了。也顺服了。
And throughout many generations, many have heard and they have obeyed.
主啊，但愿我们在这个最后的一代，
as the last generation,
就是主耶稣马上就要回来的这一代，
before our Lord Jesus returns,
我们也有许多的人听见王的呼召，我们就跟随他。
Many of us have heard the calling of the King and that we follow him.
能够在这个地上来认识基督，也为耶稣做见证。
And so that we can know Jesus and become a testimony for him.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.